107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is always a pleasure to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Gosh, what to talk about this morning, Ann? Of course.
Here we are in September. Things are beginning to slow down a little bit. The season's fully open now. Hamlet 911 just opened, but what else could there be?
Oh, my gosh. The announcement of the 2023 season, Ann. Lots of excitement about this.
Yeah, it was a fun day yesterday to get all of that out to the public. Wonderful 13 plays that we have planned for 2023. And, you know, work is going to start on these very soon, building the sets and whatnot after Thanksgiving. It's all go here at the Stratford Festival.
Let's take a look at what's happening at the various theaters. So Festival Theater for the 2023 season, we got four amazing shows happening.
I think the one people are really going to be excited about is the musical Rent. And that's directed by Tom Allison, who did a fabulous cabaret for us during the pandemic, but he also was in the original Canadian company of Rent. So he loves the show. He can't wait to direct it. We can't wait to see his work. It's so exciting. It's a musical that I think a lot of people have been waiting for Stratford to do. That's what I've been hearing anyway. It's finally Stratford's doing Rent.
Yeah, because Seasons of Love is such a great song, great music in that show.
Yeah, people are going to really enjoy it, I think, and it'll be on the festival stage. And it's alongside King Lear, which it feels like we just did it.
Maybe just a few years back.
7 years ago.
Really? Yeah. 7 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, of course, it's one of those titles that there are only 37-ish Shakespeare plays and even fewer of them that people actually know. And so the big hits and the curriculum Shakespeare's, they come around usually every 4 or 5 years, but it's been 7 since we did King Lear.
Wow.
So it will be directed by Kimberly Ramprasad, and we will, she did Serving Elizabeth last year for us, and people loved it. I loved it. It was a beautiful show. So we'll have to wait and see who's playing King Lear.
Absolutely. And another Shakespeare show at the main stage for the upcoming season.
There is a comedy, Much Ado About Nothing, and that is directed by Chris Abraham. He also did beautiful Othello and A Midsummer Night's Dream. Just a fantastic director. And so we'll, again, this was from our 2020 season, but again, we'll have to wait to see the casting. Fingers crossed that'll be who was originally planned, but we'll see about everybody's availability as the weeks ahead unfold.
And one more show.
The late season opener at the festival is Les Belles-Sœurs, the Michel Tremblay play. So I know people love that play. It was written in 1965. And it is the story of a group of Quebecois women. So it's an incredible opportunity for female cast members. Really powerful.
And an absolute classic. All right, let's switch on over to the Avon Theater. As we know for this season, there was just one show, Little Women at the Avon. But this time we've got three shows for the upcoming season.
Yes, we'll open fully next year, which is great news. And we have another musical there, Spamalot, which people were looking forward to so much in 2020. We'll finally get to see that, directed by Leslie Wade, and very excited to see it. Such a fun show. We have a family show over at the Avon, which is A Wrinkle in Time. And so many people have said to me that it was a childhood favorite of theirs. I never have read this book, so I better get moving.
Again, so many great shows. And a very interesting show, Frankenstein Revived.
Yes, this is by Morris Panitch. I remember years ago, not I don't know how many years ago, 10, and I was it was long enough ago that you used to click through the TV with a clicker.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
See what was on. So
yeah.
Pre-streaming services. And I saw this interesting production going on. And I couldn't take my eyes off it. And it was turned out to be Morris Panitch's The Overcoat. And it was a movement piece. And it was just absolutely captivating. And since that time, Morris developed a couple of other shows for us. He did Moby Dick, which is a movement piece, and he also did Wanderlust. and I can't wait to see this. I was looking forward to it back in 2020.
Oh, we can't wait either. So those are the shows happening at the Avon Theater for the 2023 season. And I know we don't have the casting for Spamalot, but Anne, I'm already singing the Spamalot songs, you know, the Holy Grail songs in my head already. But,
well, I won't request a performance. I will expect one at some time.
Let's switch over to the Tom Patterson Theater. Three shows for next season. And I think we have a Richard theme continuing.
We do. Instead of Richard III, this year we're going back to Richard II. And this will be directed by Gillian Kiley in a new adaptation that she conceived and Brad Fraser has pulled together. Still uses Shakespeare's text, but he also pulls some lines from some other plays and from some sonnets. And it's going to be set in the late 1970s and the early 80s. It sort of looks at that time when gay people were able to, you know, start coming out of it and living life large. But the threat of AIDS is not that far away. It focuses on an AIDS theme that is seen in Rent and also in a play at the Studio Theater called Casey and Diana. It's going to be a very rich exploration, I think, through those three plays. So we have a new show called Grand Magic, a new translation based on an Italian classic by Eduardo De Filippo, who is a favorite of Antony's. He directed Napoli Millenaria maybe 2018, which was a beautiful play. Lots of fun, very funny, but also very moving message. And also at the Tom Patterson, we have Alice Childress's play Wedding Band, which is about, it's set in just after the First World War, with the flu epidemic at that time in the Deep South, and it's about interracial marriage. And it's a rarely produced play, written in the 70s, I believe. I'm really keen to see that play.
And we are looking forward to shows at the Studio Theater to wrap up our spotlight on the 2023 season with three shows at the Studio Theater, Anne.
Yes. And Diana, which I've already spoken about, that's about the amazing trip, the groundbreaking trip of Princess Diana to Casey House, the AIDS hospice in Toronto, where she interacted and touched AIDS patients when everyone else was afraid to do so, terrified to do so. Brand new play commissioned by the festival by Nick Green, going to be directed by Andrew Kushner. And then we have Frances Conkin's Women of the Fur Trade, a new play, but not a commission, and it has been produced, but it's a newish play, let's say, directed by Yvette Nolan. Peter Pasek is going to direct Love's Labor's Lost, the late opener over at the Studio Theater.
Wow, what a season for 2023 for the Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all of the details. And Anne, as you quickly mentioned there, Hamlet 911 takes to the stage.
Yes, finally open. It did have some previews. We were finally able to have an opening night. Congratulations to the cast and to the creative team on that brand new, wonderful new play.
Oh, what a season. Our season continues, and of course, we look forward to next year as well for the 2023 season. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for details, and Swordfeger, of course, with all of the details. Thanks so much for this, Anne.
Oh, great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.